I Am, by Father Jerry J. Pokorsky. God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Exodus 3 verse 14. I'm 9 years old. I live with my mother and father. My father deposited his semen in a medical repository in an in vitro fertilization, IVF, clinic, and eventually fertilized 5 of my mother's ova. Medical technicians implanted me alone in my mother's womb. My brothers and sisters remained frozen for possible implantation at a future date, either in my mother's womb or, with her consent, the womb of another woman. I am an IVF baby. I am 14 years old. I live with my mother. I know little of my father. All I know is his genetic makeup. He deposited his semen in a medical repository cup in an IVF clinic. He received $50 for his deposit. His seed fertilized the ova of my mother. I do not know whether my brothers and sisters are still alive, frozen in suspended animation, or discarded because of DNA attributes that fall short of medical perfection. But I know that I survived because my genetic traits were up to predetermined standards established by the medical technicians in consultation with my mother. My mother is an active member of the LGBTQ+ community. I am an IVF baby. I am 18 years old. My mother is the daughter of my grandfather. He came home one evening in a drunken stupor and raped his daughter, my mother. I learned of the incident when I started dating an attractive boy and discovered he was my first cousin. My mother tearfully confessed the incident to prevent further complications. I am an incest baby. I am 28 years old. My mother was a victim of rape. Relatives and doctors encouraged her to abort me to avoid the shame. She refused, brought me to term, and put me up for adoption. My adoptive parents claimed me as their own. I discovered my roots when I conducted DNA research and followed up with questions. I am a rape baby. I am 35 years old. My mother was a prostitute and died of a drug overdose when I was young. I do not know my father. I grew up in foster homes, and now I am homeless, living on the streets, making a living doing tricks in the seedy inner city. I am a prostitute baby. I am a baby in the womb. I feel and hear my mother's heart and warmth. I do not know her. I do not know my father. I hope my mother wants me. I hope my father wants me. But a sharp object pursues me in this terrible clinic. I am an unwanted baby. I am a pro-choice politician. Every baby in the womb is subhuman and expendable. I am a Democrat. Occasionally, I am a Republican. I am an anti-abortion politician. I know my constituents and my constituents know me. I consider in vitro fertilization pro-life. I allow for rape and incest exceptions to anti-abortion laws. Logic dictates that I believe IVF babies, incest babies, and rape babies are subhuman and disposable. I am the president. I am the vice president. I am the typical Republican U.S. senator. I am the Blessed Virgin Mary. There are no IVF babies. There are no incest babies. There are no rape babies. There are no unwanted babies. Every baby is created by God in his image and likeness. God loves them and desires their happiness now and in heaven. I love them as my children. I love the mothers and fathers who abort their children. I love criminals who abuse their sexuality. I love politicians and clergymen who deny the right to life for my children. I intercede on their behalf to my son for their conversion and happiness. I am their mother. I am the Immaculate Conception. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I became man at my conception in the womb of my mother when she said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Luke 1 verse 38. I am born of the Blessed Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. I suffered and died on the cross for the sins of the world. I overcame sin, suffering, and death in the resurrection. I love saints and sinners. I desire the conversion and salvation of all. I love them and desire their love. There is no sin I will not forgive. I am a good shepherd. I am a baby in the womb. I feel and hear my mother's heart and warmth. I do not know her, but I share her blood. I do not know my father, but I share his life. I have 9 months to learn whether I am wanted or unwanted by them and by all those politicians and clinicians. I hope my mother wants me. I hope my father wants me. I hope they want me. But I know God wants me. I am not an unwanted baby and never will be. I am a child of God.